Hi, my name is Amparo Kelso.
And my name is Natalie Diaz.
And this is The Stories of Enslaved People. Today our topic will be about an enslaved woman named Ruby Pietart, who would be 176 today.
She lived in Livingston, Alabama.
You know, like this interview that we're about to talk about, that I got my research from, it would be about... She did this interview, I think, about, like, 1737. In this interview, they talked about very harsh things because Ruby Pietart was a woman who experienced many tough challenges.
Yep. She witnessed her brother and some of her friends being tormented and just... It was terrible. She really did experience a lot and witness a lot. And being that young of an age, like, she just... She couldn't outgrow those memories.
And what the worst thing about this is that it wasn't even her owners. It was the observers that went, like, that tormented them. Like what stood out to me to the most was that her brother was hung up with blood dripping down him. And then afterwards, she experienced her friend, slave, being drowned in boiling water to death.
Yeah.
The worst part about this is that the entire U.S. benefited through this. And how? Well, we have a special guest for that. Hi, today our special guest is Nellie.
Hi! Okay, so the entire U.S. benefited from slavery through trade and plantations, and slavery gravely benefited the economy, and yeah.
Okay, that's all at the enslaved stories, so... Okay, bye! I am Amparo Kelso.
And I am Natalie Diaz.
And this is...
Thank you for tuning in.
Yep! Thank you!